Joining us now on ACT Radio, Thomas Tatlock. Thanks for being with us, Thomas.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, Thomas, can you tell our listeners how you sort of fell into the world of vegan bodybuilding and vegan training?
You mean, yeah, like how to transform your body on a vegan diet, how to build muscle, how to lose body fat?
Yeah.
Well, the short story is my wife tricked me into it because many years ago, I'd say back in before 2011, I was anything but a vegan. I was the biggest meat eater I knew, and I knew nothing really about the vegan or vegetarian world until I met my wife, and it was literally hurting her. She had gone vegan by that point, and she would watch me eat meat, and it would just break her heart. I could see it on her face, but she respected my wishes on what I like to eat and never said anything, but I could feel it. And so one day she said, you know what, you should figure out how to build muscle on a vegan diet and help all the vegans out there that are struggling with that. Show them how to do it. I said, you're right. I need to show them how to do that. So my ego was like all big, and I thought, I'm going to take that on. So I decided to go for an 8-week challenge where I'd put myself on a 100% vegan diet and literally figure it out. Now, this was back in 2011, 2012, so there were not a lot of resources on how to effectively build muscle on a vegan diet. I mean, really, it was, for the most part, it was nearly unheard of. And so I embarked on that journey. Failed miserably, lost a ton of muscle because I found out later I was doing everything wrong. But what happened was I came out of that 100% vegan for life. I discovered a whole ethical aspect of it that never connected with me before. And so from that point, I realized whether I figure out how to build muscle and lose a lot of body fat on a vegan diet or not, I'm not going back to eating meat ever again. Because now it was woven into my own moral fabric. I'll figure out another way to make money if I have to. I'm not going back to eating meat.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the nice thing about it is that for many people, especially with diet, you know, dieting is difficult for many people. It's hard to stay on that path. It's hard to stay committed. But if you
people who do it for their health, those are the ones that have the highest likelihood of failing.
Yeah.
Because you know, people cheat on their health all the time.
And most people who choose it for most people, yeah, right. But most people who choose it for health do so after their doctor sits them down after they've had a heart attack. Oh, and
yeah, and that's sad, right? When you have to have that one-on-one, when your doctor's scared, that's when you should be scared.
Well, when Thomas was talking about his wife, he was talking about Dr. Brooke Goldner Tadlock. Who has been on our show before and who attributes her being healed to you just as you attribute your veganism to her. So you're a good pair. You're a good pair.
Thank you. Yeah, do you know the story behind that? I think you do. She's probably told it a lot of different times. But just for those of you who don't know,
right.
Brooke had lupus, and it was going to kill her. And so I decided I'm going to marry her anyway, because if it's going to be a short life, I'd rather live a short life with her than a lifetime with anybody else. And the short story is when I put her on a diet that she asked me for that was going to get her in the best shape possible for her wedding, it accidentally reversed her lupus. And we didn't know why. And then we come to discover a couple of years later, after lots of reverse engineering and research, that I had just accidentally created the most anti-inflammatory diet, I think, known to man. I mean, I don't know of any other diets that just reverse lupus at scale like the way we do now. And it completely reversed her disease, and she's had zero symptoms since. And all the things the doctor said was going to happen to her, like in terms of being physically disabled, being able to have children, and literally dying. I mean, she's going to turn 42, and she's in the best health that she's ever been in. We've got two beautiful kids, and there's been zero symptoms or any evidence in the blood work that shows that she even had lupus in the first place, even though she did.
Yeah, it's an incredible story, and lupus unfortunately affects so many people, so it's great that she is out there getting the message out about there is something that you can try to do through your diet to make it better.
No, you can. It really is, and we've been doing it at scale. Now for a few years, and it's especially relevant today. I mean, just evidenced by the fact that her book Goodbye Lupus went bestseller before it even was printed, tells us this is a major concern for a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people suffering. There's families, kids, parents. close friends. I mean, just so many people that are suffering or know somebody who's suffering from lupus.
I'm very hesitant. Well, not very, but I am hesitant to say that a vegan diet can reverse heart disease, cancer, diabetes. But the studies are beginning to prove that's true.
Well, you know, it has to be kind of a little bit more specific. It's not any vegan diet.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many loads of incredibly sick, disease-ridden vegans we help reverse disease from.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what's popular is the vegan diet, but it's the junk food that's coming out because it's delicious, right? Nobody has been educated at scale on what real nutrition that's designed to promote health really is.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of our mission, is to kind of re-educate everybody. Because when they get it right, oh my goodness, symptoms, diseases, things just start to reverse. And another great benefit is that your metabolism goes up. So anybody who's struggling from weight loss, from trying to lose weight and they're not making it work, well, you might want to go on our protocol.
Right. Well, and you know, going back to the issue of inflammation, but sort of in a different route, is, you know, there's a lot of professional athletes now who are sort of catching on. They're realizing the benefits of their bodies healing quicker with, you know, vegan diets, post-workouts and strenuous games and things like that. Is that part of the teachings and trainings that you do in your bodybuilding?
Kind of. So I did a long time ago, I did an experiment, right, to try to see how much muscle could I build in the shortest period of time on a vegan diet. And it happened in phases. I mean, the first step was just, can I build muscle at all? Because the idea of building muscle with nothing but plant protein and plants, it was unheard of. It contradicted everything I ever learned. I mean, I've got a master's degree in exercise science and health promotion, and all my graduate master's classes never, ever mentioned that could even be possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they literally said in the text, you've got to eat some form of meat or animal product to get the protein you need to build the muscle that you want. So we were exploring unknown territory here. And so the first step was learning how to build muscle. And I finally figured that out. It took 9 months to get it right. And then after that, I said, the experiment was, well, how quickly can you build muscle? And it's insane, because once you factor in the almost complete lack of inflammation causing foods, your recovery abilities are so fast that you're able to do, in my case, 2 to 3 times as much exercise and 2 to 3 times more frequent exercise as I could when I was eating meat. Which means I was able to get about twice the results at my best effort when I was eating meat back in the day.
Wow.
I was able to do that on a vegan diet. And so, yeah, it's no surprise that athletes are catching on. I mean, it first started with some of the most well-known vegan endurance athletes. How is it that these guys have such incredible endurance? Well, it's because they're healing almost immediately. They're healing so fast. So they're able to literally get more miles in than any of their competitors. So, you know, you could take average people and give them the ability to achieve extraordinary, way above average results when it comes to endurance races and healing. And then now we're showing that in the bodybuilding world. There's bodybuilders now that are winning first place in contests against their meat-eating competitors that are 100% vegan.
Yeah, I think most people are really surprised to hear that. But if you do, you know, a simple Google search for vegan bodybuilders now, I mean, a ton of images come up, and it's really impressive that, you know, some people need to see the results before they'll believe, you know, the power of plant-based eating.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be doing an interview with a good friend of mine. He's a vegan bodybuilder. His name is Corinne Sutton. He has won 9 contests. He's a 9-time bodybuilding champion. I mean, just 9 first place contests. It's you can't argue anymore. You can't deny the fact that you can build all the muscle that you want on a 100% plant-based diet. And this is good news for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm curious, you know, you jumped headfirst in and you did 8 weeks basically of a vegan diet and trying to see how much, you know, muscle you could build. What are some of the biggest challenges, or, you know, for listeners that are trying to decide whether to take that plunge? I mean, obviously you did, and I'm sure there were some challenges along the way, but what's your best advice for people who are thinking about making that transition now?
Oh, so many people have a lot of resistance against even attempting a vegan diet for any reason at all, much less bodybuilding. And I'll tell you, the biggest concerns that I had before I ate 100% vegan to build muscle was I thought I was going to miss all of my favorite meat-based foods. I thought I was going to miss all the animal products. I thought, how am I going to live without steak? And how am I going to just not eat yogurt anymore? I don't know if I can really do this, right? I'm being a wimp at this point, just thinking of the emotional loss. But here's what I found. Here's what happened was I didn't miss any of that because I was gorging myself on all of this delicious vegan food. I didn't miss the other stuff. I thought, okay, well, this is amazing. And then the second thing was I couldn't believe the convenience. It was almost all benefit right from the get-go because as a bodybuilder who is not vegan, like, I mean, I've never competed in a contest, so I hate calling myself a bodybuilder. So when I was building muscle in the past, the strategy is you eat 6 or 7 meals a day, and you got to cart your food around with you. But since a lot of the food is protein, animal-based protein, I've got to keep it in a cooled ice pack container, drag that around with me, and then I have to heat it up in a microwave before I eat it because, you know, the problem with meat, besides the obvious, it's meat, is that in order to eat it safely without ingesting way too much bacteria that makes you sick, you got to keep it cool, and you've got to heat it up, right, just for your own health and safety, right? But with vegan food, I realized you don't even need to do that. This is amazing. I can eat a soy hot dog, like, right out of the package, and I don't even need to heat it up, and I'm going to be fine. I can leave raw vegetables out for hours.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about heating it up or keeping it cool. It's going to be just fine. I thought, this is amazing. I can just literally carry all this food straight, like, in the package without having to carry or worry about these ice packs and containers and going to some kitchen with a microwave to heat stuff up. Like, this convenience is this alone is enough to convince me to go vegan. Right? It was so easy.
Most people have the opposite idea that being vegan is not convenient. But I think that's mainly because they can't eat out as frequently or as at many places as they used to.
Sure.
So they think. I used to think the same thing too, but you know, you realize when I realized this. See, again, I used to eat so much meat. I used to eat 1 to 2 pounds of meat every single day. So I can speak clearly from experience that that when you go to a restaurant and you look at the food that you order, the majority of the food that's on your plate is vegan. You know, you've got your protein component, which is usually the meat, so, you know, scratch that off. That's definitely not vegan. But then there's usually a starch and a vegetable type of section, right?
True.
So vegetables, they're vegan. I mean, if they're not cooked in butter, which is easy to ask the chef not to do, just don't cook it in butter. Cook it in oil if you want to, which I don't recommend, but you could do it that way. You could, you know, steam it. You could bake it. And then the starch component, same thing. Like, hey, you know, leave out the cheese, leave out the cream, just, you know, make me the starch. And there's an unlimited number of ways to make vegetables and starches taste delicious without animal products. We all know that.
Right.
And so when I look at it, I'm like, wow, you know, most dishes are not that far from becoming vegan. So there hasn't been a single restaurant that I've ever been to where finding at least one good vegan option was impossible to do. I've never, ever run into that situation. And we eat out a lot. It's one of our favorite things to do. We love going to restaurants and giving the chef, if there's not something that's straight vegan right off the menu, is giving the chef a challenge because they'd be delighted. You got to think about it from the chef standpoint. They got to sit there and make the same boring food every single day, day in and out. And then suddenly a customer comes in and says, hey, I want you to use your creativity and make me something a little different. Here are the restrictions.
Yeah.
Here are the obstacles. Oh, my goodness. They jump to the idea. They jump to the opportunity. And they come out and shake your hand just to say thank you for making my life just a little more interesting today.
Right. Yeah. Instead of the same chicken and rice.
Exactly.
Well, your book, Miracle Metabolism, it says, of course, your step-by-step guide to quickly lose fat, gain muscle, and heal at any age. How about that quickly part? How quick can this change happen?
I remember I did an experiment to see how quickly can we help people lose fat, but more specifically, inches. I mean, at the end of the day, when someone says they want to lose fat, really, what are they trying to lose? Well, they're trying to look better in some clothing. Usually,
right.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to look better in pictures. So I take it a step further and say, let's work on the inches. Let's take inches off of your waist. So I created a program, a do-it-yourself home workout and nutrition program called the Vegan Tummy Tightener. And I launched it by putting 50 people through an experiment of having them go through my workouts, which I became back in the day very famous for. I used to own one of the largest indoor fitness boot camps in all of Orange County, California, and is because we were able to get rapid results for people with my workout strategy. And then we combine the nutrition strategy, the same exact nutrition strategy that I put Brooke on, that helped her go from a size 10 to a size 2 in less than 120 days and reverse her lupus on top of that. I put people on that. The combination of the two I knew was an amazing combination, but we wanted to see how quickly, more accurately, in 10 days, what is the greatest results we could see? You wouldn't believe this. Out of 50 people, men and women, that went through this, the average inches lost from the waist was 2.2 inches in 10 days.
Wow.
Can you imagine dropping an entire pant size in just 10 days? Less than 2 weeks. Yeah, it's fast. If you implement everything to the letter, it can be very fast. I mean, the ranges were between like as little as a half inch all the way up to 3.5 inches.
That sounds very appealing, I think, especially with spring break around the corner for many people that
starting
to feel the holiday pressure.
You know why I did 10 days? Because usually people, they burn out by 2 weeks. So I just cut it down to 10 days.
Yeah, well, it seems like an easy way to digest it. And once they get on the path, then hopefully can continue forward with it.
They can, because the methodology that I use raises their metabolism. So what happens is, you know, a lot of people, they do a diet, they stop, and then the moment they stop, they start quickly ballooning back up. Well, it doesn't work that way with this program. If we raise your metabolism, it's much harder for you to get fatter than it was before you did the program.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that also another benefit, too, is we don't really realize it, but by default, vegan foods generally are just lower in calorie content. So even if you're not working out a ton,
Now, oh my gosh. Oh, all the vegan food you can get in the frozen food section of the supermarket now. Oh my God. It's loaded with calories, mostly from oil and saturated fat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It used to be the case. Tom, you were absolutely right. I think like 5 years ago, you know, you could just say, hey, yeah, eat vegan. I don't care how you do it. Just eat vegan. And everybody's going to do great. But, oh, my gosh, I think there's a vegan food epidemic now. I think that's going to be – once we get everybody off of meat and animal products, it's going to be then teaching them to get off of all the junk food.
Right. Well, you know, I like tofurkey sausages and deli slices and Gardein products.
Doesn't, man? This stuff is delicious. This thing's engineered by really smart scientists to be as delicious as possible.
Yeah. But I try to get most of my protein from beans and nuts and seeds.
It's
much more healthy to go that route rather than anything with the long ingredients list.
Yeah, cheaper too.
Yeah.
Very cheap. I mean, you can't beat like 25 cents a pound, right?
Yeah.
That's the quickest way to solve the world's hunger problem. My goodness.
It solves a lot of problems. We've been talking with Thomas Tadluck, who's a vegan personal trainer, author of the book Miracle Metabolism, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Quickly Lose Fat, Gain Muscle, and Heal at Any Age. And Thomas will be the guest speaker at the Vegetarian Society of El Paso's Winter Dinner, which happens on February the 23rd. Reservations can be made at our website, vsep.org. Thank you so much for being with us today, Thomas.
Yes, thanks, Thomas.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be able to be here. Thank you.
Yeah.